And it's sent over by Cease out of bounds. Redbirds just 3 points away from taking the match.
If you're these Lady Redbirds, you can just smell it 3 points away.
I love your confidence, Scott. We'll see what Allie Lyon can do with it. This might be her last chance serving at home the way she's doing. She's doing a very good job. Sends it over for Cease to Coop to Bushwitz. Blocked by two Redbirds, but the point will go to the Panthers as Pence comes back in, 5 digs away from the all-time MVC record. Now, we'd love to see the Redbirds win tonight, Pence getting the record, but the question will be, will we see the record and the win tonight? Just the record, or will we see the record next game? We'll have to see what happens as back to serve, Bailey Peterson, her team trailing by 6. Good serve for you and I. Kronberg now has the ball to Jankowicz, to Kaylee Martin. Looked like she wanted the kill. They're debating it with the rest. All the players are talking there, but the point goes to you and I. Players shake it off, assist the coach, calming them down. That point might have gone to ISU, but it looked like the refs gave a break to the Panthers, who now trail 12-7. Good serve by Peterson. Nicholson to Jankowicz, to Martin for the kill attempt. Coop to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee who tips it over. Kaylee Martin gets the kill attempt once again. And it's taping over. Pence getting a nice hit right near the press box there. And she gets it to Jankowicz, who taps it over. U9 now has the ball. Back to ISU. Jankowicz tips it over herself. Now it's tipped out of bounds off the hands of two Redbirds. Point UNI. UNI staying in this one tightly, 12-8. We're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Pulse of Redbird Nation, 103.3 WZND and WZND.com. Welcome back into a bustling, energetic Redbird Arena. Fans already starting to get on their feet. A lot of happy children enjoying a Redbird set 5, leading 12-8 over an UNI undefeated first place MVC and ranked team. But that might change tonight the way the Redbirds are going 3 points away. And I'm going to tie it into number 3. Courtney Pence now has 41 digs on the night, 4 digs away, Scott. The question will be, can she do it tonight? Will she do it tomorrow? Right now, I think she's only worried about getting a win in her last home game with the four seniors she started with as freshmen, now coming in as strong young women trying to take set 5 and cement a good game finish in Redbird history tonight. As Bailey Peterson's back to serve out of the timeout. Kronberg gets the ball to the Redbirds, to Jankowicz, to Martin. Kill attempt stopped by Peterson, to Coop, to Kate Taylor, who's blocked by Jankowicz and Stockman. Unbelievable. Redbirds 2 points away. You can count it. 2-13-8. They lead over UNI as Jankowicz is back to serve. Jankowicz getting it set. Needs a good serve here for the Birds. Good hit by Peterson for UNI. Tip by Coop to Bushwitz. Kept up by Kronberg to Jankowicz to Miller for the kill attempt. Does not go the Redbirds' way. Tipped over by UNI once again. Pence off Jankowicz. Now to Miller. Tips it over for the Redbird point. Scott, I don't know what to think right now. The Redbirds are 1 point away. Their final regular season home game. Possibly keeping an undefeated home record. Vargas starting to tear up as well with the Redbird seniors as Jankowicz is back to serve for the Redbirds. UNI has the ball. Tipped over by Bushwitz, goes UNI's way. And we see Varga and Meyer getting ready to come in. And what will be the last play, possibly, for the Redbird 2018 regular home season. Their final 3 games this regular season will be on the road. Serve over by UNI, it's Bushwitz, to Kronberg, to Jankowicz, or Stockman for the point attempt. Blocked by the Redbirds, but the point will go to the Panthers.
UNI just not giving up. They got their last 3 points here, and they're 4 points away from the Birds.
UNI back to serve. Redbird defense on their feet ready. Kronberg gets the first take of the ball to Jankowicz to Martin for the Redbird kill attempt. Tipped over quickly by Piper Thomas. Redbirds trying to keep it up. Jankowicz was inches close. Redbirds now lead by 3, 14-11. We have a timeout on the floor, Scott, but it's close enough where we got to keep it here. As we're going to take a look at the stats, 66 kills for the Birds, 65 for the Panthers, 90 digs now as the UNI Panthers take the lead in digs, 88 digs the Redbirds, 10 for Jankowicz, 5 for Martin, 15 for Meyer, and 41 for a Redbird senior that will always be remembered for what she did tonight, Courtney Pence, my player of the game.
And out of 65 kills for UNI, they have Piper Thomas has 21. What do you think she's saying right now? She's like, guys, we're 3 points away. They're trying to come back. Who do you think has to step up on that team, and who do you think ISU has to look for to finish this up?
Well, in a senior, she's got good experience. She's going to take it step by step, say, hey, we'll just get the 1 point here and see if we can get the next one. Let's try and keep the ball rolling. But they don't want to take too aggressive an approach, because if ISU defense gets a good stop, we'll have a match. And we're still waiting for the Redbirds to come out of the huddle. Seniors and newcomers reminiscing on what they might be able to remember in a play that might be the last one for five seniors, as we mentioned. Jordan Weatherless, Wallen, Varga, Pence, and Line. Taking the field for the Birds, though, is only one senior on this last play. It is Pence with Martin, Jankowicz, Kronberg, Stockman, and Miller. Redbird fans on their feet for match point. A full stadium, almost packed house tonight on the lower levels, as it's served over by Bushwitz, Kronberg to Jankowicz, to Kaylee Martin for the Redbird kill. The Redbirds running on the field. They have taken down the undefeated 13-0 UNI Panthers. The final regular season home game. Redbird seniors tearing up, hugging their teammates in acknowledgement. So much love between those Redbird young women. Scott, it's incredible. It was incredible to call a great game like this. My last call calling for Redbird volleyball was a great one. Good job, ISU. We'll see what you can do in those Redbird road games as they take set by 15-11. The Redbirds winning over the undefeated UNI Panthers. We will be right back for our postgame, followed by Isaac Mitchell's postgame in the studio. You're listening to 103.3 WZND. The match goes to Illinois State.